It's time for the Giz Whiz with Maz Maddest writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2082, recorded Thursday, March 5th, 2026. Hats off to Chad. It's time for the Giz Whiz. Today, Diggy D wraps up Toy Fair with three more gadgets. I have a brand new Crappy Corner theme. We get to find out what the heck was it with a demo. And there's a new what the heck is it, so we'll check it out. All next on the Giz Whiz.
It's the same dumb show with Diggy D and OMG Chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are as business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing blue LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now!
And here he is, the lead gadget archivist to Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Diggy D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing good. Doing good. Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent.
Since last week, I participated in a race. It's been one of the
Oh, this was the shortish one.
Yes,
right?
This is the 5K, the Disney 5K. So I ran all around Epcot. It was super fun. And I've been doing a lot. I've been doing some road races, but a lot of them I've been like trying to film or like do other things. This one was fun because I just got to run it. It was just tons of fun. It was just a lot of fun.
How many times do you have to run around Epcot?
Just so they make the course so that you'll never loop back around. So
you
start off in the parking lot, and they've converted the parking lot to this whole sort of almost like a festival. There's stages and concessions and merchandise and tables to sit and chat with people, and there's even bleachers to either watch the stage or watch the track. And they even have a second area completely set up for the finish line. So they have this all stuff at the start line, and they'll have stuff at the finish line. And so you start off over here and you start running and you kind of hit the roads, and then you'll run into the backstage area, you know, where guests aren't allowed, where the cast members are, and then you'll enter into the park in like some strange area. So the way we entered in this race, there's a ride called Test Track that has this big outdoor
I've ridden that.
Yeah, exactly. So that outdoor area, we actually ran with that track, which is normally goes out and spins around outside. We were right underneath that, entering into the park. And then we ran all around and through the countries and underneath the ball and into this whole other area and things like that. In all of that is 3.5 miles for the, or 3.25 for the 3. How long is a 5K? I've already forgotten. 3.25, I think. Maybe not. 3. Anyway, so I did that, and yeah, that was a lot of fun. Tons of fun.
Excellent, yeah. Excellent. Yeah. I called you early today because I was talking about an Amazon meltdown. I was putting the show together, getting links to the gadgets I was talking about, and nothing had a price.
Nothing had a price.
If you wanted to buy it, it said, put it in, there you go, put it in your carton, put it in your cart, and then you'll see the price, and you can always remove it later. Well, what a way.
It was on everything, every single item would say
and
this.
I Googled what's going on with Amazon, and there were like 30 people saying, I can't get a price on anything.
It was insane. It was absolutely insane. The one time that I could kind of get some prices to show up was sometimes in these thumbnails. It would show it. But so this is an Amazon Basics monitor, right? Amazon is the first party seller of this monitor. And then you go over to it, still no price.
And the price.
No price. Amazon's Basics.
Yeah. And I was trying to buy something, and I put it in the cart. And then it said, didn't bring the price up, but it said ordered shipping to New Orleans.
Oh my gosh!
With a zip code, and I don't even have New Orleans as any alternate address. And I canceled it, and I figured I'll try it again.
Oh my God!
Still said New Orleans. I tried it a third time, and it said, "You have ordered too many of this item, and we can't ship it."
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Here, so this is from the chat room. Scooter X sent this over. Amazon was down. Live updates.
Well, here we.
Yeah, this is from Tom's Guide. Talking about all these different issues and the report. Tom's Guy did a great report on all of this. Oh wait, this may be something else. But yeah, very, very, very cool. yeah, it definitely affected. I was like, did they release the AI and then the AI decided no one needs to see prices? Okay,
that's it. Yeah, that's right. Why would you want to compare a price?
Right. You know, the AI decided that this increases cart ads 300% when we hide the price and tell people they need to put it in their cart to see the price. This is outstanding. Our numbers are doing amazing. Go ahead and launch the feature. Yeah.
Oh,
that was...
my God. Well, fortunately, it seems to be back.
It seems like we're back. Good thing it's back for the show. Otherwise, we would have had some problems. And yeah, you were looking for links on other sites. It's crazy. You had to go around
yes.
Amazon. Funny.
Anyway. Okay. All right, so a couple of things. We have two videos from Toy Fair. And let's start with this guy.
I bet you'll never guess the name of this company.
Red
Toolbox? Yes, indeed. It is the Red Toolbox. So we're going from the Red Toolbox to looking at... What are we looking at?
Goodyear this is a engine. Division of Red Toolbox.
So this is an engine. It's a take-apart engine. You can kind of basically take it all apart, be like a junior mechanic.
Oh, my...
So
okay.
It's super cute. And on the other side, you can have a driving experience.
Oh, how great.
Wow.
So you can start your engine. You can do this.
Oh, okay.
And have like a complete driving experience.
The horn doesn't blow?
It does. I think the battery is done.
That's fine.
But it definitely does.
That's very cute. And what does that sell for?
This one sells for... I think $49.99.
Oh, it's funny, I was going to guess about $50. It's great. Is it out now or coming out?
It is out now. You can get it on Amazon, on TikTok Shop, and in major retailers across the country.
And this guy?
This is brand new. This is not out yet. It will be out for the holidays of 2026. It's super, super cool. Basically...
Whoa.
You have like a take apart situation. You can take it all apart. You can play with the engine. This engine actually comes out, so you can play with that separately. And it has smoke effect.
Can kids push it? Will it roll?
Yeah. It will roll, of course. And it has sounds and lights, and it's super, super cool.
Oh, I love this. And around $50 also?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's free.
Yeah. And this one will be available during the... Oh, you see the smoke effect? Look. I don't know if you can see it from... let me turn it around.
Oh, it's at the bottom.
I hear the engine running and revving up. Oh, yeah, it's great. It's great.
Kids will love that.
Fun stuff from Red Toolbox.
And good
We're
ear.
Having so much great fun
Thank
here.
You.
That's really, I love the pull apart engine. That's really cool. Really, really like that.
Yeah, it's very clever, kid. And I love the fact you take the engine apart and then spin it around and drive it.
Yeah, yeah. I would definitely be right. I would try to ride that thing probably every day. It looked like it was made for like a toddler. I mean, it looked like itty-bitty.
Yes, I should probably sit on it and walk with the feet. Now, the engine is on their website.
I see, for but, 80.
She said the, oh yeah, it's higher than she said. The motorcycle, she said, is a holiday item, so it'll be out probably September, October.
This is really cool, though. I really, really like that. I almost wish that it did have a back, you know, you could ride along in it. Cause
oh, yes, no, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
They even have a power washing option. Look at that. If you want to get your power wash on, and then even a... little tool.
And when I was looking for it on Amazon, Amazon was down, so it may be cheaper on Amazon. I don't know.
Exactly. That's really cool. I like those. Very fun products. Red Toolbox. Yeah. And good
All right. Next is a couple of new items, and I thought we'd check in on some people that we have seen in the past.
So we're just walking along here at Toy Fair. Chad.
What?
Something for your backyard when you have guests over.
Oh, yeah?
And you can surprise them.
Whoa! They'll think it's real!
Like 5-foot alligator, all right? He's about $100, and it's from Wild Republic.
Wow. Ooh. I love that.
Scary. Well, you have real ones in the yard, so you don't need that.
Actually, yes.
Stop by Loops Lab. They're introducing a new country band, and they're doing some Loops Lab lighting.
We're at Zip String, and we're going to find out what the latest is. Well, wait a minute. Wasn't this last year?
So you had a similar but different model. This is the latest version, just new and improved.
New and improved.
So instead of flossing the string in, you have a magnetic cap. We open that up to access the string, and then you can close it. It's magnetic. Shoot it out, shoot it back in, and it's super robust. I can shoot quite just anyone.
Wow.
All the same tricks.
Oh my gosh.
We know that our chat room may skew a little bit older, so we got a game for you. It's called Senior Moments, and Alex, how do you play this?
Sure. Senior Moments is a really fun game. You roll the die and move a bunch of spaces, and when you land on a space, not only are you trying to find your missing car keys, but you flip over one of these memory cards that have a bunch of different things you gotta remember or perform. Like, for example, remember the following list of directions. Wally walks west, or Sally sings south, or a bunch of other wacky stuff as well. If you remember what the card says, then you get to move ahead.
That's very funny. And what does that sell for?
Let's see. The Senior Moments game,
he can't remember.
Senior Moments.
Maybe 24, but I'm already having a Senior Moment. Retails for about $29.
Okay.
We've also got a travel edition over here with a bunch of other cards to help mess with your friends' memories.
That's great. And what's fun about this is a very clever marketing thing, is because when the senior goes to the store, they'll forget that they already bought it, and they'll go, oh, this sounds good. I'll buy it again.
That is great. Everything you found, those are all amazing.
Some fun stuff.
Yeah. So let's take a look at everything. The alligator was from Wild Republic.
I could not find the 5-foot one.
Right. That was only
Have them up to, I think, only 30 inches at the current time.
Here, let's go for 69 and see. Hey,
oh my God.
Jumbo. There he is. I think that might be him.
I think it might be. How close is that? Do you have alligators or crocodiles?
We have mostly alligators, which I'm thankful for.
Mostly alligators? You mean you do have some crocodiles?
There are a few crocodiles. They're rare. They're pretty rare to see crocodiles. They're more south, but they can happen. Most likely it's alligators, and I see them all the time. I see them most likely, you know, I take the dogs out. I'll probably see one once a day, if not twice a day. Sometimes I'll go like maybe a day or two without seeing them. Also, depending on the weather, They actually like it cooler. So when it's like 60-ish degrees, like in the morning, they really like that temperature and they'll come out of the water and stay on the bank. If it's like above 75, it's actually too hot. So you won't see them. They'll stay in the water. But absolutely, I know that the water reservoirs near me, they all have alligators. The one right
next... Are they big like that stuffed one?
No. So the one that, so there's the water right next to me has two that are about this big, like something like that. Like I could still fight it off if I needed to. The biggest one that I've seen directly around me in my neighborhood, there's one probably about this big that I see really far away. There's a way that like I exit my neighborhood and there's a really large water reservoir and that one stays always like on the other side of the water. And so I'll see that one. But yeah, I mean, it's funny because it took a while. You know, I had moved here and it had taken like 3 or 4 months before I seen. There was like seasons because of the weather. So, but when you hit the right season, you will, during like their mating season, they come out of the water a lot more. And you're like, where did all these alligators come from?
Did the dogs go crazy?
Not really, because they kind of stay there like logs. You know, if they're on outside and on the shore, they are most likely not moving like at all.
Oh, okay.
The dogs are more interested in like ducks or birds or squirrels that move around a ton.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they don't typically care too much about the crocodiles. I like them actually. I've totally like they're so cool. You see them around. They really. You don't have to be scared of the alligators. They're scared of you. They run away. They don't stick around. They're and the best way I've heard them described is they're big lizards. Alligators are just really big lizards. And you know you don't want to get in the wrong area of them, you know, around their mouth. you don't want to be in that area. But other than that, they're just massive lizards. Crocodiles are mean lizards. They will actually aggressively come at you, and they're a lot worse. But alligators are much more docile. So yeah, I love it. Moving through to Zipstring. I did see a few upgrades. I could tell a little bit based off of the design. I think that reservoir is a bit sleeker. It looks almost like longer than the older version.
And the
other version was like wider, and where this one's not as wide, but it's longer. A kind of an observation. And then I really like that magnetic pass-through. That made it look very easy to use. And of course...
And I believe now that they ship with... the glowing string. I think you had to buy it separately, but now it comes with 5 assorted strings that do different things.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, I love that. So that's Zipstring, and then we'll take a look at Loops Lab. And that one, you kind of were there quickly, but I remember, I think, or maybe I've seen it on my own, every time you place one of these figures on the board, it'll add a different instrument based off of
that. Is correct.
The
yes.
figure so is holding.
Yes, the new one is more like instruments from a country band, so it's more twangy things.
Oh, funny!
Band has their own set of sounds.
I see. So you got the funky characters there. Yeah, that's really cool. I'm sure that
they started selling individual. Now, once you have the kit and you have the soundboard, as low as $18, you can buy new band members.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really cool. The Mountain Riders. Look at that. That's really cool. I really like that set, honestly. And I feel like that is something that they should sell at Disney World. That is such a you know, like tech and music thing. I just love it. And then Senior Moments, the game. It was so funny that he had a senior moment and couldn't remember the price. That's great. Yeah, that looks fun.
That was fun. Really fun. Yeah.
I like it. I like it. Did I miss anything? I think that was it. That was it. Very, very cool.
Before our demo, the what the heck is it? Did you know what the heck it was?
No.
Oh, okay.
The only thing I could think of here, let's see if I can go back and find the image.
Well, I show it really quick at the beginning of the video.
Okay, good. Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah, I thought that it was either some type of male grooming device, like a shaver or something. Or mostly because it reminded me of like the industrial design was like a Sharper Image bathroom product.
Okay.
That's kind of where I was headed with it, but honestly, I didn't know what it was.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. So gadget number three is that gadget. So
is that gadget? You'll see the reveal, and then I'll show you how it works.
Let's take a look.
What was the January, February? What the heck is it? You're right. An accordion, tiny as it is.
Okay. Man.
All right. So it is. The rechargeable hand warmer.
Oh.
All right. Now, this is pretty neat, and I'll show you why. All right, so a lot of people were right. It did divide in half. It's magnetic, okay? And so, let's see. I think it's push twice. This one still, I was using it earlier today to see how well it heated, 61%. And then you press once. I think you have to hold it in for a minute. So there are four levels of heat from 1 to 107, 109 to 114, 116 to 122, and then hot, 123 to 131. They charge with a single cable. Okay, you get a cable that connects one USB-C cable that can connect to the two of them.
I see.
We here used a more professional 4-in-1 cable, which does not come with it. All right. Each one of these is 500 milliamps.
5,000.
And they keep talking about using the 10,000 milliamp battery to charge your phone in an emergency. So my guess is when you magnetically hook them together, and then use the port out.
Interesting.
You have a 10,000 milliamp battery to charge your phone. They work really well. They heat up very fast. And it's 3 hours charging, up to 9 hours of heat. Now, I tried putting them in a glove. That doesn't work.
Yeah, too
because
big.
Because they're really big.
Yeah.
But to carry them, I think that's going to work out great. What I didn't understand, they seem very well made. What you get? What do you think these might sell for, Dennis?
$25.
$50? Okay. Mm-hmm. They are.
What?
$10. Yes, what? Exactly.
Oh.
They're $10.
No.
Bucks.
I can't believe it.
It
That's
makes
great.
No sense that they're so cheap. They're,
wow.
They're,
it's almost scary
see,
they're
IPX4,
so cheap.
Which means they can, I guess in a light drizzle, they can sort of get wet.
But they're solid.
Yeah, they're very well made. Yeah. How many bucks. Ratings? Hmm. 162 ratings, 4.4. Yeah. And pronounceable, okay? Bayon hand warmers. So if you need hand warmers, fortunately you won't need them for much longer, but you might want to just pick up a pair. I don't get how they can sell for $10. That's it.
That's really cool. And they connect together and still will warm together too, right? Like when they're connected?
Well, they warm individually.
Yeah.
If you,
so turn
you just
both
want
on.
One of them. Yeah. Yeah, no.
Very cool. I'm really, really shocked at the price.
So am I. It's not marked down, not half price. It just is $9.99.
Yeah. And I recently got some electronic hand warmers for this last winter cycle, and they were not that cheap. And I really like the function of them charging with just one cable, because the other that I got has a plug for each. And I didn't think about how convenient it would be just to only have to plug in one and have them snap together.
Absolutely.
That's really cool.
You know
cool.
what just changed?
What?
I did order a second set for Dennis, and they're coming next week. I could have sworn that said coming in July.
Oh, yeah. June what? And July. Maybe because I'm not signed in.
Oh, maybe.
If
okay.
I have I'm not signed in, so Prime doesn't pop up.
Mine, normally, the first one came the next day. Now it's saying 4 days away.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Very, anyway. Very cool. I like that gadget. That's a, and still, it stumped me the whole time. So I was
okay.
I was stumped. With that, let's head
Ooh,
into.
I can't wait! I can't wait.
Of crappiness.
No, you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it?
Okie dokie. The theme. Is in, I asked the patrons what they thought the Crappy Corner theme should be. And we also had a lot of suggestions from folks, which is fantastic.
Okay. Good, great.
So the themes were, if I could log in, which I don't think I can. All right, Ro. Well, I can't log in. The themes were photography gadgets, which was actually suggested by two different folks.
Okay.
Apartment living gadgets, where with that theme, it is like things that can kind of compact down. If you're living in a small space, how do you like organize small, keep things small, or that are specifically good for an apartment? And then the last theme was dog gadgets for your dogs. Out of that, what do you think was the winner?
God, I think photography was last because everybody uses their phones and there are not a lot of photo accessories for phones. Boy, I would like the apartment gadgets. But then people love their dogs. I'm going to go dogs first.
Okay. I remember the results because all day, two of them were tied. And it was really scary. I didn't know which one was going to win. Unfortunately, Dickie D, dogs was last place.
Oh, I can't believe
yes,
it.
Photography and apartment gadgets were dueling it out. They were tied for a long time.
Wow.
But apartment gadgets swung ahead and is the winner. Apartment gadgets is the theme. So
I recorded
a video earlier, so let's check it out. Okay, so it is the first of the apartment living gadgets. These gadgets will make things more compact and easier to live in an apartment. And I have a problem. I like hats, as you can see. I have lots of hats. I have a hat rack here, but it is not enough. I have too many hats. You can see here's just, this isn't even all my hats because I couldn't find them all. I scattered them throughout the house. So enter today's gadget, a hat rack, but a very, very compact hat rack. And it should hold, each one should hold 18 and there's two packs. So I do math real fast. What is that? I was wrong. It's just 18 total.
36 hats.
It's 9 per rack. 18 total.
So these are the racks. So you're going to fit your hat into these little claws. On the back, one of them fell, but there is a little area to hang this on the wall. So it comes with some sticky on one side, so you could add this to the wall exactly where you want it to go, and then this will work to actually hang it up on the wall. You can also use screws, so it has a few places for screws to go through.
and it even includes the screws for you. So let me go ahead and get it up on a wall and try to get some hats on it. Okay, so this is where I want to attach it on the wall. I can kind of remember just right there. We are going to peel off the back and then make sure that it is level. Looks pretty level to me. Uh-oh, Charlie's mad about it. And then attach the hat rack. I don't think it's very level, but that's okay. So, here is how a hat can attach. You're supposed to basically turn the hat inside out like this.
Not inside out, but just fold it up.
Fit, here, I'll do it on this lower one. Fit the hat underneath and then use that little bit to capture the hat. And then that way it will be resting there. And with this design, you should be able to fit 18 hats. Is that right? Or is that just 18 hats total? Oh my gosh, I might need to go back to the
Amazon. I figured out I did my math wrong.
Page to make sure I did this right. I get in there. Okay, there we go. We're at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I guess it's 18 total because you get two. I was getting excited there. I got overly excited about the product. So some of my hats have more structure than others. So like this hat has like a really tall cap. I kind of want to put that in there. See, that looks very different compared to more of a sports style hat, or these ones were kind of just floppy cotton hats. But still, we've almost gone through a portion of my hat collection, and we still have... Now, here's a hat that this probably won't work on. This hat does not have one of those pieces on it, so it will not be able to be held in that method, but I guess you can always just use the hooks and hang a hat on it as well. So... There you go. Honestly, pretty good so far. Oops, it looks like my looks like it's coming undone here. There we go. Okay, good. So far, the adhesive is holding as well. So honestly, I think I'm a fan of the hat rack. I think that'll save me some space. Back to you guys.
There you go. The hat rack. Yeah, I like it. And I think I'm probably going to remove it from where it's at and then actually screw it into the wall to get it to stick up there. And it's inexpensive, coming in at $10 for the entire thing. And
now someone asked, if you pull one hat out, will it pull some of the others out?
Ooh, here. You know what? I forgot to test that, and I can just grab it off the wall. It's still up there.
Okay.
If I wanted this hat, basically, I need to kind of pull it up and then sneak it out.
Okay.
Now, if I wanted to put it back, if it was on the wall, I basically have to lift this up and find it. It's not quite as easy, but it is. Oh. I dropped one. Yeah, that's not quite as easy to do. It's to get it into... Maybe if I had two hands, this would be easier to do, though. There we go. Oh, it's caught on another hook. Yeah, It's not a perfect solution.
I think the key is just to get a knit cap and to get those.
Yeah. And then, like I said, anything that doesn't have that, that nubbin on the top, that little button, it just won't work. So, like, this hat would not work with it. This hat would not work with it. The bucket hat that I was wearing the entire time on the video, that would not work with it.
keep that in mind too. It's not going to be perfect for everything. It's just for that one type of hat. But one thing I will mention is that when I was looking for these hat racks and like something for hat organization, this was definitely one of the least expensive options that I found. So there's a whole bunch of other ones. And I even saw some like different types of designs that might work with other styles of hats a little bit better. Oh, there's this one. I didn't see that price. Oh my gosh. You know why? Because I couldn't see prices at the time that I bought it. No, just kidding. I think I could at the time. So there you go. That's the Crappy Corner. And thank you so much to the patrons for choosing the theme. If you want to become a patron, head on over to gizwiz.tv. Click on the Patreon tab at the top of the website. And there's a big old banner that'll take you to our Patreon page. With that, let's head on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy, together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn.
Okay, so we got a couple of Gadget Warehouse videos that came in the past
two days.
It's
easy to know where I am.
Oops, sorry about that.
But I had already shot one for this week and went to the Gadget Warehouse to do it. And this is the video.
It's easy to know where I am, Dick's Gadget Warehouse. All right, if you like rock music. Have I got a rock for you, okay? This goes back to 1991. It's from Datawave. And it is their rock speaker. Let's turn it this way. Okay. So this was designed to go out in your garden. And I don't think it's waterproof, but they designed it so that the electronics faces down. And there's room under here to let the sound out. So it did a 900 megahertz transmitter. Okay, this is it, the Datawave transmitter. So you would plug this. This ran on 4D batteries, but if you had AC out in your garden, you could buy a little converter here and run it off AC. All right. And then this little guy had an antenna, and the range was about 150 feet. And this also had, you could hook in.
Yeah, I guess you're.
RCA jacks, okay, yeah. Right and left. There was a mic input. So if you wanted to talk to people out in the garden, you could plug a mic in there. And like, for some reason, you could plug a phone in here, but that's the weirdest phone jack.
You think it's headphones?
And this was, for
it says
the
phone on. I don't know why.
For this to go plug in. It was expensive back then. 1991. What is that? 36 years ago, something like that. 36 years ago. This was $150.
Whoa.
36 years ago. All right. Datawave rock speaker with the remote. And you know what else I found? I found 24 copies of, ta-da, here's Mad in Your Eye. All right. And it has all my Jaws 2. Take off on Jaws. The Towering Sterno. what else do we have? Oh, the Poop Side Down Adventure. Largest selling Mad ever was the issue with Poop Side Down Adventure in it. Starbleck. Oh, my gosh. Anyway. Oh, and another Starbleck.
Starbleck Returns.
And Lust Boat. Reality Street. Anyway, These are still for sale on my website, okay? And I think they're $20, but you get a free Alfred E. Newman picture autographed to you. And the picture sells for $10. So this is a bargain. They're yellowed, but they've been sitting here in the warehouse for a long time. And I was just thinking,
authentic.
The warehouse is going to be a money-making thing, so I can sell these for $20. And the warehouse is only $465 a month.
A month.
Okay. So the warehouse is only, what, $5,000 a year? Anyway, it's a fun place to be at Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Man. If you could just take that investment of time out of those books, I mean, you know.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, that's great. That is fantastic. That speaker, holy moly, what a, like, nowadays, if you, like, it's funny because rock speakers are sold nowadays.
Yes.
But they seem so much more simple and, like, straightforward. You know, you just normally what you do is you buy a wired one, right? And you run the wire through your garden or wherever, but that gives it power all the time, gives it the data it always needs, and then it just sits there. You don't have to worry about the battery or wireless signal or anything. But back then, I guess, you know, that stuff was still kind of new, and if you wanted to DIY it, here you go.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing I just realized, Chad. Yeah. I thought someone was selling a used one for $25. It's a picture
of it. This is a photo. This is a photo.
The press photo.
That's like, I guess,
and that's the back of the press photo.
That is so
funny. The photo all along. You can come to my warehouse. You can film it for free.
Oh, my gosh.
$24.99.
That is hilarious.
Isn't that a riot?
That and is hilarious.
What made me think of it is I saw shipping $5, and I thought, that speaker weighs a ton. How could they ship it for $5? And then I realized, oh, they're sending you a picture for $5 after you pay the $24.99.
So. Could you imagine you thought that you were getting the thing and yes. a piece of paper? Holy moly.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
That is very funny. Amazing. Great warehouse. And how can people send in videos, even though we have
okay,
a few?
Okay, yeah, a video, anything to do with a gadget, okay? And 1 to 3 minutes, just make sure you shoot it in landscape mode and we can hear you and see the gadget. You can be in it if you want, if someone else wants to shoot the video. Put it up on YouTube. Click on listed when you put it up if you only want us to see it. And send it to us at mail@gizwiz.tv. 1 to 3 minutes, anything to do with a gadget. New, old, working, not working. And our favorites is old, like that. Old technology that you think, wow. People must have spent the equivalent of like $300 for that to have music in their backyard.
That type of plastic that the bottom of that rock was made out of is some iconic, like, plastic that was only made in the 90s. That black kind of texture, yes. Like hard edges. Still, yeah. You know, like, oh my gosh, yes, absolutely. Anything with nostalgia. With that, let's move on to the letter. Now.
So Mo has found another Kickstarter project, okay. And he hasn't invested yet. He says, I'm wondering if this will work.
Okay.
And so if you click on the can, I think it runs a little video of what they're doing. Oh, there it is. Okay.
Oh, it's a very little video. Wait, what is going on here? Why is it so little?
Oh my God, was that it?
We put that in this. Wait a second. Well, I can't figure out why this video is so tiny. Excuse me, but can I have a bigger video, please? Okay, well, what I can do is I can pop out the video and then...
Oh, okay.
I will just share my screen so you can see the video pop out. Here we go.
So you can wash your car anywhere without water in minutes. by simply spraying our advanced foam formula and wiping with professional-grade microfiber towels. Introducing Rubbit's Car Wash in a Can, the world's first portable car wash solution in a ready-to-use sprayable can. Rubbit makes car washing extremely easy, fast, and accessible. You spray the foam onto the surface where microactive surfactants surround and lift dirt particles, allowing them to be safely removed with a simple wipe. After the success of our first Kickstarter campaign with our waterless car wash kit, we've served over 100,000 happy customers. And one thing became clear: people wanted an even easier solution. So we gathered feedback, tested relentlessly, and used this information to develop our most advanced solution yet. The world's first ready-to-use car wash in a can. No hose, no driving to the car wash, no mess.
Nice. I hope they paid the stuntman.
Your car is clean, glossy, and refreshed. All with one simple, innovative solution. Let's be honest.
That's crazy.
Everyone hates washing their car.
These videos just kill me. It's like a guy doesn't know how to use a hose. I don't know. What's the price on it?
Yeah. Two-pack for $35. So, $17 a can.
That's a lot, isn't it?
That is a lot. Can one can do my entire car? Or will I need to use two?
Well, you can do a helicopter.
Yeah, look at that.
How much money did they get so far?
Let's see.
It's a current thing. I see it says March 2020.
It looks like 73,000 so far. It doesn't look like they set a goal. It just looks like this is... That's just what's going on. Yeah, I don't think they've set a goal. So those ones were actually gone. The early bird, $40. Okay, wait. Here's a special for $45. Wait, the price just keeps increasing here. So I guess the early bird special, which is not sold out, all the other options are sold out, is $45 each. So now we're up to $22 a can. And some microfiber cloths.
Yeah. Oh, no.
It is quite expensive. It is very expensive. I really like the idea. And it looks like they have another Kickstarter with more of a DIY product, which honestly might be the thing that I would be more interested in. If I can get a concentrate and then mix it and then have enough to do and know that I have enough to do. The problem with a one-use can is I'm terrified I'm not going to get through done with my whole car.
That's interesting.
You know, if you have a concentrate and you add it and you mix it, which is kind of what he was showing is the product that they already have, not as innovative. I like that product more than this product. This product with a disposable can freaks me out. I don't like it.
Okay.
The other thing is, it's like, at that price, at $45 for two cans, I'm really hoping one can is a wash, is like, will get my whole car. $22 for a car wash is absolutely doable at a self-service car wash, at an automated car wash, at a, touchless car wash. There's a lot of car washes where $22 will go pretty far and get your car clean. So that's kind of, it's difficult. I think that's a difficult price point. Here's their website with the other product that they were talking about without water. Ooh, expensive kit. Yeah.
Holy cow. Oh, wait. Chad says up to 25 car washes.
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's good. That's good. That brings it down to, $5-6 a car wash.
Yeah.
Better. Yeah. It's interesting. It comes with this electric sprayer foam applicator, which is kind of cool. Interesting. I'm not sure if the price point is there, but the product seems really cool. Like, really cool that you can just wipe off your car, Lysol spray and spray it on my counter and wipe off the counter and it's clean, Can I do that with my car? That'd be fantastic. Can I get all that road grime off and dirt? Interesting.
Anyway.
Interesting. I really like it and I'm intrigued, but not for that price.
No. It seems a little high.
Yeah. Very cool, Mo. Very, very cool. Thanks for sending that over. Also want to say a big thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for supporting our show every single episode. You guys are incredible. Thank you so much. And also thank you for your feedback on the theme for the Krabby Corner. If you like the GizWiz, please consider giving back over at patreon.com/gizwiz. That's where you can support the show every single episode. So just head on over to patreon.com/gizwiz and support, or you can head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv, click on the Patreon tab at the top of the website, and that'll take you to a big banner that'll take you to our Patreon page, or you can click and you'll get a underneath that banner, a tiny little link to PayPal if you want to give via PayPal. Some people don't like the Patreon reoccurring thing. Completely understandable. PayPal is also there for you. And if you come to our website, gizwiz.tv, around 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time, you'll see the live stream with the live show. It'll just update right there with the live stream. And join the chat room and chat along with everybody. Our fantastic community is there to hang out with us when we are recording the show live. So I encourage you to join. And if you miss an episode, you can watch it after the fact on our website, gizwiz.tv. We're also on YouTube or Apple Podcasts. We're all over. Head on over to gizwiz.biz to, for articles and reminders about all of the gadgets that we cover on the show. If you ever need a link or a reminder, gizwiz.biz is the place to go. While you're there, you get to play What the Heck Is It? And this is a brand new gadget this episode. Ooh, this is the whole gadget, not just a piece or a part of the gadget.
Correct.
Gotta guess what this is. Those little thingies down there and this swoopy bit. This is obvious to me what this is, and I hate to give it away okay. on the first day, but this is a new design for Santa's sleigh. With new ergonomic sleds.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, in nice black color.
Very,
yeah.
Very, yeah. Very, very close.
So I hate to give it away. Hate to give it away for everybody who wanted to know what that was. Go over to gizwiz.biz, get a guessing. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers. 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. The instructions are there on the page. So head on over to gizwiz.biz to play. And there you go. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.